Matthew chapter 2, verse 13. An angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother by night, and went to Egypt, and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I have called my son." When Herod saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, he was infuriated and sent to kill all the children in and around Bethlehem. When Herod died, an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who were seeking the child's life are dead." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And after being warned in a dream, he went away to the district of Galilee. There he made his home in a town called Nazareth, so that what had been spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled. He will be called a Nazarene. The word of the Lord. A few days ago, when I started thinking about this gospel reading and the plight of refugees and asylum seekers, behold, a woman turned up here looking for food. She had left a violent situation and come to stay temporarily in a safe house, which is about half a mile away from where I live. She had 5 children with her and was desperate for food because they'd left in a hurry and had very little of anything with them. Such is the plight of all people fleeing violence. They have to leave in a hurry. It's unplanned, and they just go to where they think there'll be safety. Parents seem to have a built-in need and desire to protect their children from all harm and are constantly seeking safety for them, security. That's what this woman was doing, and the same thing as what Joseph was doing in this gospel reading, looking after the child and his mother. I looked up references for refugees and asylum seekers, and one reference said that there were 14 million refugees in the world. Another said there were almost 20 million. Now, any million is a lot of people suffering such insecurity and fear. But 14 million or 20 million, it's a large number who are fleeing violent, unsafe situations, situations of warfare, persecution, torture, intolerance, or inability to find security. And this story of Joseph and Mary and Jesus is no different. The story has appealed to artists throughout the centuries, and many legends have been built around this story. There's the legend of the palm trees bowing down in homage to the child Jesus. This has been painted in examples as well. Because Jesus, being the Son of God, was in danger, all sorts of people gave homage to him. There are stories and miracles of people they met on the way. And these appeal to the imagination. But perhaps we should see the child Jesus in these 14 or 20 million refugees in the world. And perhaps it could be an idea for our New Year's resolution or effort to take some measure to help or assist those who are fleeing violence or have insecurity of lodging or income and are looking for the best for their children in the future. We often get compassion fatigue. There are so many causes calling out for us, but surely those who have no stability or security or safety must be in a precarious situation and need our assistance as well. Today, the 30th of December, is the anniversary of John Mayne's death. John Mayne became a Benedictine, and during the course of his work as a Benedictine, he encountered so many people who were lost or searching for something in their lives, not knowing what it was. And so he started the meditation movement. He had only a short time to live after he got this launched, and he died this day in 1992 from lung cancer. But he has started a movement that has grown in strength and universal attractiveness to so many people. And through meditation, many people find security, find peace, find contentment in their lives. And this perhaps is what we have to share most with people in violent situations, situations of lacking security, situations where there is no possible future without fleeing. May all those refugees and asylum seekers in this world be blessed some way or another during the new year.